You are listening to Heavenly Warriors, the podcast for anyone who wants to learn the deeper supernatural truths not taught in most mainstream churches. Your hosts are best-selling author and guests on shows like The History Channel and Coast to Coast AM, Dr. Joy Jeffries Pugh, and me, a former atheist cop turned exorcist and author. This podcast is brought to you by my newest book, Boxing Blindfolded with Demons, which can be found at rickbellwriting.com, RickBellWriting.com, and by Dr. Joy Jeffrey Pugh's newest book, Beast Mark, which you can find at drjoy.com. That's drjoye.com. Whether you believe in the devil and demons or not doesn't matter to them. In fact, demons prefer you don't believe, so you'll never know what's hitting you when they attack. The truth is, we have invisible enemies who want to rob us, attack our families with sickness and addictions, and cause us to struggle financially. We want to help you become a stronger and smarter heavenly warrior. You know, as time goes on, Dr. Joy, the appropriateness of that title, Boxing Blindfolded with Demons, becomes more and more apparent to me. When the Lord gave me that title for the book, he said, really, that's the world we live in. We are in a fight. We are in a competition against an opponent we can't see. And that opponent is pummeling us with punches. And it's been a while since we did our last podcast, because this time of the year, we both have schedules that get pretty busy, and sometimes it's a little crazy to get on here and do one of these podcasts. But the eclipse, the solar eclipse, has happened since the last time we spoke. And I just kind of laughed at that thing and thought, oh, wow, another deal. They're selling little glasses. You can look at it, and it's just a marketing thing. Didn't think much of it. Kind of life went on for me. But I'll tell you what, that thing was impactful. When I saw, I'm in Texas near Austin, and the total eclipse came right over the top of us. And I saw it. Everything went dark at 1:37 in the afternoon. I was at one of my performances that I play at a retirement center. I play monthly all these places, and they're all outside. We're having a little festival watching the thing. They're in their little chairs, you know, the elderly people, and they have their Kool-Aid, and all the nursing staff is giving them a little party outside, like an eclipse party. So I stopped and looked up at that thing, and when it started to eclipse, you have to remember, I'm an empath and I feel things. I'm a Holy Spirit filled empath, and I'm more sensitive to things in the atmosphere, in the spirit realm. And, you know, you may poo-poo that. I mean, not you, but listeners may think, oh, that's just crazy stuff. I used to think that, too, until I began to understand why I'm the way I am and how I live this stuff. As that eclipse began to happen, I started having goosebumps. And I'm not the only one. I spoke to several people after that in my area who were not believers. They're not anything like that. But they told me, you know, the strangest thing happened when I saw that eclipse. I wasn't thinking much about it. This is them talking to me. But when I looked up, I started getting goosebumps. And the person's telling me, and I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it right now. So what does all of that mean? The Lord said in the Bible that watch the heavens, because they're going to give you signs. You're going to see things, and they're going to be a roadmap in certain ways. Now, do we set our life by that? No, but we get warning signs. And Dr. Joy, there is so much more to this whole earth experience than we were taught, than we have ever been exposed to. And your books and your teaching, really, your entire career has been dedicated to bringing that information. Frankly, I don't think I've ever heard anyone, I know I haven't, put these things in the perspective that you do, that you've done this extensive research all these years about the vibrational things around us, this entire universe. is vibrational. And those things affect us. And I believe with that eclipse, and I'll tell some stories in this broadcast. With that eclipse, something shifted. There's been a shift that's been taking place. But I really, and everything I do and when I'm on the podcast, I'm talking about is in the spirit realm. It will manifest in the physical realm and all kinds of bizarre things happening to you, as they've done me since April 8th when that thing happened. So, Dr. Joy, touch on that for just a moment. Do you believe that things change sometimes, and are you feeling more of a pressure in the whole spiritual warfare front?
Yes, definitely I am. And it's interesting that we are going to be talking about the eclipse today, because you know me, Miss Scientific Person who wants to know about everything. It doesn't matter how unusual and strange it is. I have this fascination of trying to understand what people will say is ununderstandable. I really wanted to know what it was going to be like in the eclipse, and I did not get to travel. So I thought, well, you know, we're going to be able to have some effect here in Georgia. So what kind of effect are we going to have? So sure enough, at 1 o'clock, I get outside on my deck and get positioned with my sun filter that I use on a telescope that I got when I was a child. Cool. A very good sun filter. Cool. They don't make them like they used to make them a long time ago, but this one was excellent. So I got positioned, and so I was out there, and of course the sun beating down on me was very warm. It was very hot. And as we got closer to the hour of the time that this eclipse was going to be supposedly completely cover, and be blocked out, I started noticing something, because when I went out there, it was very hot, it was very warm, all the birds were out, all the ducks were on the lake, dogs were barking. You know, I tried to make a mental note of everything that was happening before any of the eclipse started happening. So I was out there enough time before it, because I could take the little disc and look through it, and I could start seeing when it first started and then how it started moving across the darkness started moving across the sun. And the thing that just amazed me, because I'm in South Georgia and we weren't really supposed to be the area that anybody would want to come and be a part of. What I noticed by watching it happen was that the sky became like I had – or my surroundings looked like I had Ray-Ban sunglasses on. Mm-hmm. Very deep green Ray-Ban sunglasses. It was like I had those on my eyes, which I did not. And then the other thing that I noted was I could no longer feel any ray of the sun, which was odd. Mm-hmm. Because there I had felt the sun. And listen, if you just looked at the sun here and you didn't have one of those discs like I had, you couldn't even tell that there was anything on the sun. The sun looked like it was completely round and hot, coming at you.
Yes.
Only when I would use that disc could I see that was moving across there. But when it got to what was totality in your area and was partial in mine, I could not feel any sun rays. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say, even in the dead of winter, if I go outside and it's cold and I can get a corner somewhere in the sun,
right,
that sun, you can literally feel it on your skin and you have this feeling. Well, that Ray-Ban sunglass look in my eyes and that not being able to feel the sun was like you said, it kind of gave me this eerie, strange feeling like. And I'm going to explain why I think it does that. But the other thing I noted was there were birds that had been flying around. No birds were flying around.
Nothing. Dead still.
There was no barking of dogs.
Nothing.
There were no ducks on the lake. And one of the birds that I did finally see up in the tree appeared to look like he was actually starting to go to roost. In other words, he was sitting there, not chirping, not moving. I'm talking about it was dead silence on a lake of 500 probably houses out in my area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't, you, in other words, in our area during a regular day, you hear stuff all going on
all day.
Animal wise,
yes.
Duck wise, birds. I mean, you just hear them, nothing, absolutely nothing. So for that little bit of minutes that we know that totality took place, and I kept watching it, you know, through the disc to be able to see when it started moving back. During that little time frame, there was this eeriness, the strangeness, the birds were not reacting, and I felt it was different. I could just literally feel it was different. So I, you know, of course, I wanted to know what could it be? And the interesting thing is that when I couldn't feel the rays of the sun, what we don't understand is that we are electromagnetic. The Earth is based on Schumann resonance. It is based on electromagnetic activity. And everything we get is coming from the sun, that electromagnetic power. If it was to be, ever be blocked out, then it will affect our rhythms. It will change it. That's why those birds felt like it was time to roost, because they felt the change in their rhythm, which we have our circadian rhythms allow us melatonin to make us stay awake during the day and go to sleep at night. I mean, what it was doing was absolutely changing us. And yes, like you said, we yes, can't see it, but I could feel it. You could feel it. We're the kind of people, we feel something is not right. You had that discernment that unless you understand what we're talking about, you don't understand it. But if you understand and you have felt what we're talking about, this, it makes all the sense in the world. But it is, it's based on that electromagnetic frequency that you get from the sun that keeps everything in homeostasis. And that's the problem right now, that, and the reason I feel like that God, you know, inspired me to write this Beast Mark, End of Days, you know, Breaching the Pineal Gland, is that where is your melatonin made? It's in the pineal gland. And so you've got to stop and think, oh, the pineal gland is what keeps our circadian rhythms running like they should and keeps them in balance. But it also helps maintain the different hormones that keep our brains right, like serotonin and things of that nature. So that's why I feel like it's so important that if anybody had any kind of unusual feeling, that you understand what it was. Your body was really reacting from having the normal vitamin D, electromagnetic things that happen on this planet. It was actually being shut out. And like I say, when I didn't feel that warmth and that coolness of my eyes, like it was like, and if you've ever had on those really green Ray-Ban sunglasses, you understand what I'm talking about. And we only had a partial here. So imagine all the people who were really under the total eclipse, and then the people who were partial. We all were being affected by it, but we didn't realize how. But it was because of the electromagnetic frequency. And, you know, this past 2 weeks, the thing that's been very concerning yes, to me is that our sun has been throwing off a lot of these coronal mass ejections, and people who don't keep up with what we call space weather or, you know, astronomical weathers and things of that nature. We've had two different, what they call G4 storms on this planet. And that means there's like G1, G2, G3, G4, and G5. G5 is the top one. With a G5 storm, you can get complete blackout on this planet, on all your technology right, and whatever. So if people have been noting that, I know their phones have not been working good, they'd be on their phone and it would drop, or their phone would make them start sounding like they were robotic, or if they were watching anything that was on satellite feeds on their TVs, the pixels started going really crazy. And there was a lot of technology that was really affected over the last couple of weeks by this G4 storm, because a geomagnetic storm is literally a storm where this coronal mass ejection is coming off the sun and it's coming directly at Earth. And if we get a direct hit, I mean, it can take out telegraph like it did all, you know, a long time ago that they had a really bad one. But now that we have satellites and we have people in space and we have people flying in airplanes, that radiation amount is just major, major intense. And so when I was looking at this, and I started talking to a couple of people, I said, do you realize we're under a G4 storm and they've
that?
Got warnings out? How many people knew that, Rick? Very few people. They would look at me and go, what is a G4? And that's what the concern is.
That's right.
Like you said, we are boxing blindfold with things
so
we cannot see.
Ironic.
And
you wouldn't believe
us.
The things
it
that have happened
us.
To me since April 8th. And I mean crazy, big issue things. For instance, right now, as we're recording this, I just got an error message on my computer that it's about to shut down. For whatever reason, it said it's on overflow with audio, and I'm watching it right now. So we're going to have to end this and come back with a part two, because it's about to shut down, and we'll lose all of this that we've just said. So things are happening right now that are unexplainable, and they are going to continue to happen. I'm going to pause this right now, and we're going to come back with another section so we don't lose this. This podcast is brought to you by thegigcoach.com. If you're a musician or a singer or someone who's thought of maybe becoming a mobile DJ, I'm here to show you how to build a fun and profitable business playing family-friendly songs. How do I know? Because I've done it for over 15 years. I've been playing family-friendly music on more than 300 well-paid shows each year since 2008. If you're a Christian, like I am, you are desperately needed in the world of entertainment, now more than ever. I have a proven blueprint that will teach you how to become the most in-demand entertainer in your market, no matter what your current musical skill levels happen to be. TheGigCoach.com. Go there now and join to get lots of free information, strategies, and insights that can show you how to stop wasting your talent and start earning a good living with the gifts you've been given. TheGigCoach.com. TheGigCoach.com.